Muscadet Mini Mart, Arneson Service and Repair, Meister Log and Lumber, Pratt Funeral Service, and People's Community Bank.
Welcome to Football Friday Night, brought to you by Bax Hybrids.
Ain't nothing like it, and it's gonna be the best!
At Bax, we are and will remain farmers at heart. Coming up, scores and highlights from around the state, plus reaction, analysis, and more.
You see my hand up?
Now, here's your hosts, Chuck Freeman and Dan Pfeiffer.
Week 7 of the high school football season, statewide. This is Football Friday Night. Wherever you grab a radio station in the state, we are there, along with our producer, the King of Kohler, Spencer Williams. My name is Chuck Freeman, along with Dan Pfeiffer. Let's go around the state here in a little bit and get back to some of our reporters. We got a lot of great games to cover between now and 11 o'clock. Let's get to the scoreboard first in the Milwaukee area tonight. Oconomowoc had been sailing along. One of the surprise stories of the Classic 8 Conference, Maguanago beat them tonight, 28-6. Also in the Classic 8, we got this score. Late second quarter is the closest we got. A Heartland Arrowhead over Waukesha West, 32-0. No doubt there was running clock in that game. Greater Metro Conference, Marquette, 52. Brookfield Central, 7. Also in the Greater Metro Conference, it was Germantown blowing away West Allis Hale, 51-19. North Shore Conference, Homestead, 34-18. Downing Cedarburg, it was Slinger, 48-0 over West Bend East. Parkland Conference, end of three. Wauwatosa West on top of Waukesha North, 21-0. Also in the Parkland, Tosa East blew out West Allis Central, 65-0. Southeast Conference play, Franklin, 55-7 over Kenosha Tremper. Racine Case surprises Oak Creek, 27-0. Horlick over Kenosha Indian Trail, 47-28. In the Woodland Conference, in the Milwaukee area, it was Grafton winning again. The Blackhawks win over Milwaukee Lutheran, 57-8. And Wisconsin Lutheran took care of Greendale, 28-21, in a big game at Greendale High School tonight.
Good evening to everyone listening to us on or out in the Madison area, as well as in the southwest part of the state. Let's start with some results from the Badger Large. A good game tonight between the number 10 team in Division I, Wanakee, and Sun Prairie East. It was the Warriors of Wanakee heading to Bank of Sun Prairie Stadium and defeating the Cardinals 21-17. A nice win for the Warriors. They stay unbeaten at the Badger Large, 5-0, 6-1 now on the season. Trying to keep pace with them, the Milton Redhawks. They had a challenge tonight against DeForest. Both of those teams entered 3-1 in the Badger Large Conference, but it was the Redhawks of Milton getting a 21-17 victory in that contest. Milton again moving to 4-1 in the Badger Large. Capital Conference, Columbus defeated Lake Mills by the final score of 45-24. Beaver Dam, how about the Golden Beavers? They're 6-1 on the season after defeating Watertown 37-7 in the East Central Conference. Cambridge over Partyville in the Eastern Suburban Conference, 40-21. That was a pretty good game. In fact, that was the Wisports.net game of the week. Reedsburg over Baraboo in the Old River Jug game, the 137th meeting, one of the oldest rivalries in the state of Wisconsin. 42-7, your final score is the Beavers of Reedsburg knock off the Thunderbirds of Baraboo. Darlington over Lodi tonight. Lodi has fallen. This was a non-conference game that both teams had to fill spots on their schedule, but Darlington just beats up on Lodi tonight. 55-10, your final score in that one. Evansville over Edgerton on the road, 23-7 in the Rock Valley Conference. South Central Conference, Berlin over Wisconsin Dells, 42-6. A nice win for Berlin. They've now won 5 in a row. SWC Nuclearis, the Glarner Knights. They defeat Platteville 21-14. Good win for the Glarner Knights in that contest. We'll talk with Steve Prestigard later about that one. Lancaster shuts out Dodgeville 42-0, and it was Richland Center over River Valley 21-20 in a close contest. A couple games tomorrow in the Big 8 around the Madison area. Madison Memorial, the number 7 team in Division 1. They take on Janesville Craig in Janesville, and it's the Wildcats of Verona, unbeaten right now, 6-0. They travel to face Madison West.
All right, in the Fox Valley, in the eastern part of the state, Kimberly got beat in the FVA. The number one ranked team in the state fell to Nina, 29-28. Nina getting a late field goal. Also in the FVA, Kaukauna downs Appleton North, 13-10. Fadalak, 21-0 over Hortonville. It was Oshkosh West defeating Appleton East, 21-6. Bay Conference, Appleton Xavier, 41-0 over Shawano. Also in the East Central Conference, it was Port Washington defeating Plymouth 28-21. East Central Conference, Freedom downs number one ranked Wrightstown, number one ranked in Division Five Wrightstown. Freedom got them 28-24 in the FRCC North. Port defeated De Pere 19-17. That's Port.
Bayport.
Bayport.
The Pirates.
Why is this? My writing is called off. It's Bayport. It was cut off there. In one of the upsets of the night in the Flyway Conference, as we heard from Jordan King a little while ago, Lamira defeated Springs 21-7.
Let's head further up into the Northwoods as Marshfield took on Wausau West in the Wisconsin Valley Conference tonight, and it was the Tigers of Marshfield defeating the Warriors of Wausau West 14-8, low-scoring contest, but Marshfield moves to 3-4 on the season and 3-2 in Wisconsin Valley play. Mentioned that we had a couple of winless teams doing battle in the Wisconsin Valley tonight as Eau Claire Memorial traveled to Wisconsin Rapids. It was the Old Abes getting the victory in that one, 30-22, as Memorial defeats Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. Great Northern Conference, Mosinee, they defeat Rhinelander tonight 26-6. Kind of a rough year thus far for the Hodags. They are 3-4 and 1-4 in the Great Northern Conference. Auburndale gets a victory over Abbotsford. Outstanding game in the Marrowwood CWC. Final score in that one, Auburndale 28, Abbotsford 7. First loss of the season for the Falcons as Auburndale moves to 6-1. And it was Edgar defeating Iola Scandinavia in a battle of ranked teams in Division 7. That one was also in the Marrowwood CWC. 26-6, the Wildcats top the Thunderbirds.
All right, in the Eau Claire area, a few big games tonight. New Richmond in the Big Rivers Conference defeated Menominee 27-14. Also in the Big Rivers, River Falls hands Rice Lake another loss. Rice Lake took it on the chin last week, and they did again this week, 32-21, beaten by River Falls. Cooley Conference, West Salem blows out Gale Ettrick Trepolo, 42-0. La Crosse Aquinas blasts Westby, 45-0. Dairyland Conference, Cochran Fountain City, 21-12 over Pepa Alma. Also in the Mississippi Valley Conference, La Crosse Central downs Holman, 36-17. Scenic Bluffs, Bangor over Cashton, 28-21. And that's going to do it for the scoreboard. Time to get back to the field. Spence, what do you say? You got 1 minute left here? Oh, we got number one we want to go to. Okay. Oh, let's go to Jason Zaleski.
Jason Zaleski is number one.
He is number one. He was at a great game tonight, but it was a lopsided game. Auburndale defeated Abbotsford 28-7. Jason Zaleski from Zaleski Sports. Abby came in with a record of 5-0. Auburndale was 3-1. Auburndale gets the win 28-7, Jason.
Yeah, it's all true. You know, Abbotsford coming into the game, you guys mentioned it, they were undefeated 4-0 in the Marrowwood CWC. They were looking to set up a conference championship game in week 9 against Edgar. Both Abbotsford and Edgar looked to be undefeated coming into that one, but Auburndale wanted no part of that here tonight. Auburndale led 14-0 at the half, and as you guys correctly said, 28-7 final score in the game for Auburndale. Colton Weiler goes over 100 yards, a pair of touchdowns, and he was backed up with rushing touchdowns from teammates Blake Rabb and Nathan Van Wy as Auburndale, Abbotsford each with one loss, and I'm sure you'll have a more in-depth look at Edgar later on, but both of those teams now look up at the Edgar Wildcats in the Marrowwood CWC.
Very good. Jason Zaleski from Zaleski Sports, good stuff and a terrific product that he has there in north central Wisconsin and around the state, in fact, really expanding.
He said it, though, too. Edgar sitting in the catbird seat now in the Marrowwood CWC after they get the win over Iola Scandinavia tonight, 26-6. They're the lone unbeaten left in the conference right now.
All right, let's go to he says we're running late, so we're gonna have to put that on hold. We're gonna come back. We'll take about, you know, all the rest of our reporters after our next break coming up here. Boy, several number ones going down in recent weeks.
Yeah. You know, parity in high school football, what we have noticed, Chuck, and we've even seen it in our 5 years of hosting this show, that we've seen a little bit more of it as time has gone on. Some of it has to do with declining enrollment numbers. Some of it has to do with junior football programs that maybe aren't as populated as they used to be. But you know what? Yeah, it makes for entertaining football sometimes when you don't necessarily know week to week if the top teams are going to be as dominant as we expect them to be. And we're seeing number one teams get knocked off by good, but maybe not teams that we expect them to lose to all the time. I mean, hey, last week we saw it with Rice Lake losing to an unranked team.
When we come back, we're going to preview a big matchup, talk about one between Cambridge and Partyville in the East Suburban Conference. Also coming out of the break, Fond du Lac and Hortonville. Will Fondy get another win tonight? We're coming right back. Dan Pfeiffer, I'm Chuck Freeman. This is Football Friday Night.
Sports recognizes this week's player with heart, Kaylin Allen from Merrill High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Kaylin is active in FFA, 4-H, National Honor Society, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and cheerleading. She also wrestles, a girls' sport in Wisconsin that's growing by leaps and bounds.
Girls' wrestling is the fastest growing high school sport, and it makes me really proud to be able to represent females and show everyone that girls are tough too, and we can make a face for ourselves on the mat just like the boys can.
Kaylin and her family share a farm with her uncle, and that allows her to raise and show cattle. Training beef cattle for show is all about time and effort.
You have to build a bond with trust between cattle. They aren't going to just follow you around at first. So they say dog is a man's best friend, but I think a steer is a girl's best friend for sure.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most: our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Wisconsin. This is sportsmanship. School sports, it's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snowblowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Arneson Service and Repair in Hill Point is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit ArnesonRepair.com. Keep farming with Arneson's.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
285-3474. Welcome back to Football Friday Night. We're here every Friday night talking high school football with you from 9:30 to 11, going around our beautiful Dairy State. What a great night it was for football once again tonight in the Dairy State. My name is Chuck Freeman. That's Dan Pfeiffer, along with our producer, Spencer Williams. All right, our next stop is Kakana and Appleton North. In the FVA, Kakana, 13 straight wins at home. Last time they got beat at home was by Appleton North, who they played tonight. Tony, how'd this one turn out?
Yeah, this win streak at home for Kakana continued as they got the win. Before I tell you the final score, I'll just kind of explain how we got to that final score, right? Because it builds the tension as the game goes on. The expectation of two top teams in the FVA. So Kakana scores on their first drive of the game and make it 7-0. It's 7-0 from the first quarter until Appleton North's first drive of the third quarter, where they score and get on the board, tie it at 7 apiece. It's tied at 7 through the end of regulation. We go to overtime. Appleton North gets the ball to open up overtime. They get stopped on third down, kick a field goal, and make it. They're up 10-7. So here comes Kaukauna's possession from the 25-yard line. They get their chance, and they put it in the end zone, ground and pound, all runs, and walk off with a final score of 13-10 in this game. Kaukauna running back Aiden Reardon had 34 rushes for 210 yards, and Kyle Crest had 7 rushes for 46 yards. Kyle Crest had both scores for Kaukauna in this game. Kaukauna now moves to a perfect 5-0 in conference play, and after Kimberly lost to Nina, Kaukauna is now in sole possession of first place of the FBA conference. They head to Kimberly next week for Kimberly's homecoming next Friday night.
Are you going to be at that one, Tony?
I will not have that game on my assignment, but it's certainly one I'll be keeping my eye on.
Very good. Hey, thanks, Tony, for checking in. Tony Giordano from The Score in Appleton, our great affiliate. Kaukauna, with their win, now in first place in the rugged FVA. Steve Prestigard from Queen Bee Radio joins us right now. Southwest Wisconsin Conference matchup. Platteville needed a win to become playoff eligible. Would they get it against New Glarus tonight? Steve, New Glarus got them 21-14.
That is correct. And it was, in a sense, sort of a self-inflicted loss because Platteville committed at least a half dozen holding penalties. It stalled out on drives. Of course, New Glarus also had 3 turnovers, but it was an exciting game to watch. Went very much back and forth. Platteville tied the game with a touchdown pass to Seth Wilson with 4:27 left. But the Blarnet put it on the field. They got a touchdown pass from Matt Roth to Andrew Starbacher with 1:39 left to go up 21-14. Platteville got the ball down to the 11-yard line of New Glarus, but was unable to get it into the end zone. And so New Glarus now, with if they get one more win, they become playoff eligible. They'll still need them.
Oh, Steve, your cell cleared out in New Glarus. I can make a joke there, but I'm not going to do it. 21-14, they win.
Hey, going back to that Kaukauna result, what a big win for them over Appleton North to get that victory at home with Kimberly losing to Nina tonight, 29-28. Again, Nina winning on a 29-yard field goal by Jack Klunt with 10 seconds left in the contest. But, yeah, then you have to go up against Kimberly next week. You know the Papermakers are going to be up for that one. The FVA, a lot of excitement up there right now.
Speaking of the FVA, my guy Nick Van Knocker from KFIZ and Fond du Lac, another great affiliate. Both Fond du Lac and Hortonville had just one win coming in. Now Fond du Lac's got 2 wins in consecutive weeks. Cardinals win it 21-0 over Hortonville. Nick Van Knocker with the call. Hi, Nick.
Hey, Chuck. Yeah, they did. They got their second victory of the season, kept their playoff hopes alive. 21-0. They got the scoring started in the first half on a Mason Henschel 6-yard touchdown run. He had over 130 yards in the game, 100 of those coming in the first half. Second half, it was quarterback DeAndre Williamson Jr. with a touchdown run, and then he hooked up with Connor Johnson on a touchdown pass. The story of this football game was Fond du Lac's defense pitching the shutout against Hortonville for the second win of the season.
Very good. Thanks, Nick. Nick Van Knocker, Fond du Lac 21-0 over Hortonville. Our next stop, Colton Wilson from Wisports.net. Quick Trip and Wisconsin Dairy Game of the Week. Unbeaten showdown in the Wisconsin Suburban Conference as Cambridge defeated Partyville 40-21. Colton, you don't have to tell us all the scoring on this game, but give us the nuts and bolts and what happened and how we got there for Cambridge's win.
Yeah, it really felt like this one was going to be a shootout from the get-go. 3 possessions in the first half, all scores. Through the second quarter, Partyville actually took a 21-6 lead on a 55-yard pass from their quarterback Logan Young to Jamison Wickerson. But after that, it was all Cambridge. Matthew Buckman scored. The quarterback scored on a 1-yard keeper. And then as the first half's coming to an end, Partyville decided to go for it around midfield with about 1.5 minutes left. Didn't get it. Cambridge gets the ball, goes 48 yards, scores to pull within 21-20 at half. Second half was all Blue Jays. They held the Partyville offense and Logan Young scoreless. And Matthew Buckman, the Cambridge quarterback. He is a incredible, incredible multi-sport athlete. He threw for four touchdowns and rushed for another as Cambridge went off and scored 21 straight in the second half to get that 41-20 final score.
Appreciate it. Colton Wilson from Wisports.net. Cambridge 40-21, knocking off Partyville in a big matchup in the Eastern Suburban Conference.
Buckman came into this week as the top passer in the state with 1,884 yards. That was more than 200 yards more than the next highest passer. Sounds like he got it done on the ground tonight, too. Outstanding performance.
Oconomowoc has been one of the upstarts. They stunned Heartland Arrowhead last week. Had another tough one in the Classic 8 with McGuanago. Would they come back and do it as an encore? Would Oconomowoc do it again? McGuanago wins 28-6 over Oconomowoc. They could not. Michael Whitlow back out in Oconomowoc for this one. Michael from the Journal Sentinel. Michael, tell us about how McGuanago was able to steamroll them tonight.
Yeah, Chuck. I mean, I would say steamroll is probably the best way to describe it. You know, it was kind of a carbon copy of Ocon's win over Arrowhead. You know, they scoreless first quarter, teams kind of filling each other out, and you know, like a typical heavyweight fight. Emmett Bort, the Michigan State, you know, recruit, gets on the board first, 6-0 Oconomowoc after a block extra point, but McGuanago answers, couple of big plays on the ground, and then they get a fumble. It was one of those weird fumbles that you don't see very often, but at this level you can kind of see sometimes. Take the handoff, pumping the arms, ball comes out. Caden Green had not one but two fumble recoveries for McGuanago's defense. They punch it in from 7 yards out. I believe actually it was 17 yards out. There was a holding call after the first snap of the ensuing drive. 14-6 McGuanago in the second quarter, and they just steamrolled from there. Their defensive line got good penetration against Oconomowoc's offensive line. Devin Viola is a name you're going to kind of want to remember from this McGuanago defense. Had two huge pass breakups, one on fourth down, and then he had the game-sealing interception with about 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. But offensively, it was the Mason show. It was Mason Kelly, Mason Radibicki. Radibicki had three of the four McGuanago touchdowns, two of them on the ground, one of them through the air. And Kelly had the opening touchdown of the second half. And very impressive performance from a McGuanago team that's absolutely rolling right now.
Thank you, Michael. Michael Whitlow from the Journal Sentinel. McGuanago 28-6. Knocking off Oconomowoc after they scored the win over Heartland Arrowhead last week.
It's looking like the Classic 8 may end up with a three-way tie for first place between McGuanago, Oconomowoc, and Arrowhead, who looked like they were beating up on Waukesha West tonight. Stunning results in the conference this year. I mean, Muskego's got three losses in the Classic 8 right now, but those three teams look like they might split it.
Greater Northern Conference, Mosinee defeats Rylander 26-6. Mosinee trying to hang in the conference race with Medford. They got the job done tonight. Jeremy Merrill from Northwoods River News and 101.3 The Game saw this one tonight. Jeremy, tell us about Mosinee's win.
Yeah, Mosinee certainly got the job done, and it was really with their big studs tonight, quarterback Treve Stoffel and tight end Brady Locken. They put on a show tonight. Three touchdown passes to Stoffel, all for Locken, who went six grabs for 144 yards and a touchdown. Stoffel, 16-23 through the air. 288, three touchdowns and interception. Mosinee just kind of pulled away a touchdown in each quarter. Rylander hung with Mosinee first half, really had some success on the ground. Game ultimately boiled down to the red zone. Mosinee was 3-4 down there. Rylander went 0-2. Mosinee pulls away with a 26-6 win. Mosinee, they improved to 5-2 overall. 4-1 of the GNC. They stay a game back of Medford in the conference race. Those two teams set to meet in Mosinee, probably with the conference title on the line in 2 weeks' time. Meanwhile, Rylander drops to 3-4 on the season, 1-4 in the GNC. Their playoff hopes hanging by a thread. And oh, by the way, they got to go to conference leading Medford next Thursday night.
Great stuff, man. Jeremy Mayo from 101.3 The Game. Mosinee 26-6 over Rylander. Our next stop, Wade Bates from the DailyDodge.com and ESPN Radio in Beaver Dam, another great affiliate. East Central Conference, Beaver Dam looking for another win. They got it tonight, their fourth straight win. In the 102nd meeting between Beaver Dam and Watertown, Beaver Dam wins 37-7 over Watertown. Bates, the Beaver Dam just keeps rolling.
Yeah, they do. You know, they punched their ticket to the postseason with the win tonight. Watertown actually took the opening kickoff tonight, went 9 plays, 74 yards. Malik Mitchell scored from 13 yards out at 7-0. Beaver Dam countered, went on a 17-play drive, topped by Josiah Barnes, a 2-yard run to even up at 7. They kind of, Watertown played with Beaver Dam for the first half. Parker Blank banged home a 29-yard field goal with 15 seconds left in the half, and they led 10-7, and then second half, all Golden Beavers outscoring the Goslings 27-0. They outgained the Goslings 451 to 157, including 305 yards on the ground. Josiah Barnes, 200 yards on 30 carries tonight, a couple of touchdowns. Eli Bryant, the Kent State recruit for baseball, threw a couple of touchdowns, ran for another. Jeff Roy caught a couple of Beaver Dam train. I mean, they're multifaceted here. They're doing it through the air. They're doing it on the ground. And, again, they're eyeing up Port Washington in that Week 9 showdown for the East Central title.
Yeah, they're knocking everybody off. Wade Bates, ESPN Radio, and Beaver Dam, 37-7. Beaver Dam over Watertown.
Yeah, and Beaver Dam's looking like a very complete team this year, although Port Washington, very good. Port Washington got that victory over Plymouth tonight, 28-21, as we talked about with Craig Bone of Cow Country earlier.
Mike Tronson, DailyDodge.com. He was out there at the Brewer game on Wednesday night, saw him out there having fancy seats. I would never expect anything less from Tronny. You saw Columbus beat Lake Mills today, 45-24, first place on the line in the Capital Conference between these two 6-0 teams, Tronny. Did we lose Tronny? He is line number four, right? Let's try him on line number four.
Tournament Tronson was postseason Tronson.
There he is.
Yeah.
Tronny, get us. We got a little technical issue. Leave us the report.
Yeah, no, this was, as you said, this was a huge game, guys. You had two 6-0 teams, both ranked in Division IV, sole possession of first place in the Capital Conference on the line, and the game really was as advertised. The final score might be a little deceiving because for the better part of the game, it was tight. It was back and forth in the first half. Columbus scored a minute and 15 seconds into the game. Connor Roach, running back, ripped off a 57-yard touchdown run before most of the fans were in their seats. He also tacked on a two-point conversion. It was 8-0, less than a minute and a half into the game. Tyler Woleen, a fine sophomore quarterback for Lake Mills, threw a couple of touchdown passes and ran for a touchdown in the first half. So by halftime, it was 21-16 Lake Mills. The Elcats came out, kicked a 38-yard field goal to make it 24-16 midway through the third, but they would not score again. And Columbus, you know, using their ground attack to perfection in the second half. Connor Roach with three more touchdowns in the second half.
All right, Mike, we got to run a break. Columbus wins 45-24. We're coming back on Football Friday Night.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Andrew Gotham from New Auburn High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Andrew is a three-sport athlete and hopes to pursue a track and field opportunity in college. He's active in FFA, Honor Society, Skills USA, and has learned a lot about teamwork and robotics competition.
Robot, they tend to break a lot, and at competition, everyone's robot is breaking, so you got to learn to work with your team well and handle the time crunches that's going on during competition.
Andrew said agriculture is important to he and his family, but so is engineering, which is what he plans to study in college.
My father is a civil engineer, and so is my brother and my grandpa and my uncle. And I've always been around engineering my whole life, and that's what I've been doing with two skills. I've been working on my engineering side.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
How do you define strength? Is it physical? Or is it mental? Maybe it's both. Maybe it's whatever empowers a person to dig deeper, fight harder, and overcome obstacles that once seemed insurmountable. Discover how much stronger and more confident your children can be. Encourage them to participate in a sport when they go to high school.
This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This season,
the Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Arneson Service and Repair in Hillpoint is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit arnesonrepair.com. Keep farming with Arnesons.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to Football Friday Night. Bringing us back with little MJ. That's Spencer Williams on the control, the King of Kohler. That's Dan Pfeiffer. I'm Chuck Freeman. We're going to get to Travis Wilson coming up here in a little bit. Got to knock down a couple more reporters before we get to him.
We'll help him back up, though.
What's that?
We'll help him back up after we knock him down.
After we breakdance our way through this?
Something like that.
Edgerton and Evansville tonight. Rock Valley Conference. Both teams tied for second starting play tonight. Josh Goldberg from WCLO in Janesville. Another terrific radio station in our state. Josh, who won between Edgerton and Evansville tonight?
Big rivalry matchup as Edgerton was hoping to avenge a two-point loss from last year and punch their ticket to the playoffs. Unfortunately, Evansville had other ideas. They had a two-headed monster of a rushing attack with Harker Larson, who scored two touchdowns, just over 100 yards, and then also Lincoln Keller, who just ran for over 100 yards as well. And it was a 23-7 win for the Blue Devils. As they spoiled Edgerton's homecoming, they punched their ticket, they remain in second, and now it's a huge showdown in the Rock Valley next week with Monroe, as Evansville still has aspirations of a conference title after they stubbed their toe against Delavan Darien last week. Edgerton needs to regroup. They got a touchdown from Brett Apple, their backup quarterback, who's kind of been thrust into things after their starter went down against Monroe a couple of games in. So now they face a Whitewater and McFarland to wrap the season. Teams came into tonight with one combined win. So So Edgerton could still punch their ticket next week, but Evansville's going to the playoffs again. A 23-7 win for the Blue Devils over the Crimson Tide.
You mentioned that game against Monroe next week. Tom Witt with a good team in Division II once again this year. How do you think this Evansville team will stack up against that Monroe Cheesemaker squad?
You know, I don't know anything about the Monroe up front on both sides of the ball, but the linemen for Evansville are big. They're physical. They leaned on Edgerton. They controlled the line of scrimmage. They were able to run. They were able to sustain long drives. They got after the Crimson Tide quarterback, Apple. If they can do that and they can win some battles up front, I think they stand a good chance. Harker Larson is really hard to bring down. And the other thing about Evansville, they are young. They got a lot of juniors, a lot of sophomores making plays. Wickersham, the quarterback, can chuck the ball a mile. I think this is going to be a good Evansville team. If they can make some noise in the playoffs this year, they're going to be really good next year. Not that we're looking ahead, but that'll be a really good game, I think, next week against the Cheesemakers.
Very good. Yeah, it's coming down to some great games here in the next couple of weeks. Josh Goldberg from WCLO in Janesville joining us. All right, Travis Wilson from WISSports.net joining us. Travis, follow him on Twitter at TravisWSN.com. Travis, at the top here, boy, Kimberly, Nina. I didn't see if Grant Dean played for Nina tonight. I know you've been hurt for a little bit there, but that's one of the stunners tonight on the docket with Kimberly getting beat by Nina 29-28.
Yeah, a big win for Nina. That's the first win for Nina over Kimberly since 2005. Nina's a very good football team. They did have some injury issues early. Grant Dean missed a game a couple weeks ago, but, you know, that's just a meat grinder in the FBA this year. You know, the other game, what was it, Appleton North and Kaukauna. I believe Kaukauna got a win in that one. But, yeah, heck of a win for Nina. Keeps them kind of in the discussion for that conference title, as now there's just one unbeaten left in Kaukauna.
Yeah, Kaukauna did get that victory in overtime tonight, 13-10, getting a rushing touchdown in the first overtime period to defeat Appleton North. And meat grinder in the FVA, meat grinder in the Classic 8 as well, with McGuanago knocking off the Cinderella story that has been Oconomowoc this year. You know, the three top teams in the Classic 8 aren't going to do battle again this year. You've got McGuanago, Oconomowoc, and Arrowhead, who looked like they got a victory over Waukesha West tonight, not with any of the three facing each other on the schedule for the remaining part of the season. It's looking like that Classic 8 may end up in a three-way tie.
Could be, but Oconomowoc does have Muskego next week. And Muskego had kind of struggled on offense for a couple weeks, but then erupted for 49 points last night in a win. So, you know, that's not going to be an easy game for Oconomowoc either. I don't know exactly who Arrowhead and McGuanago have left, but like you said, those three teams at the top have all played against each other, so it'll be up to somebody else at the kind of bottom of the conference to potentially play spoiler.
Travis, you put out a tweet this week about realignment that several schools, not just like one or two, but several schools want realignment, football realignment. Can you tell me a little bit what you hear about what's going on there?
Yeah, so October 1st was the deadline for schools to submit requests for the next round of realignment and conference changes that would go into effect in 2026. And some of those dealt with schools that were wanting to move from 11-player to 8-player football. There was a few of those. And then there were some that were 11-player teams either moving from 8-player to 11-player, like the case of McDonald Catholic, or some new co-ops, including Randolph and Cambria Friesland. And then also, you know, just some teams that wanted to move conferences. And there was some eye-opening ones on there, also some ones that maybe aren't too surprising. Pewaukee, not surprisingly, would like to get out of the Classic 8. Franklin would like to get out of the Southeast, and I think they want to go to the Classic 8, where they'll get better competition and more consistent lower-level games. Interestingly, Brookfield East is on the list, is potentially wanting to get out of the greater metro. I don't know necessarily where they want to go, I guess, and surprising that Brookfield Central wouldn't be with them as well. But, yeah, that list is interesting. That's kind of the first step in the process. The deadline is November 1st for those schools that have expressed interest in conference realignment to actually provide all of the supporting data, to provide the rationale, to provide plans that they would like to see implemented. feedback from all of the impacted parties, including the conference they're leaving, the conference they'd like to go into. So that's the next kind of piece in this process. And all of that will be made public November 16th. So we'll get a better picture for not just which schools want to move, but what they would like to do. That's always just as interesting as well. I'm a little surprised that there's so many teams on this list, but that's kind of the nature of things right now. If you're not the biggest school in your conference and you don't have the shortest drive time, it's almost like, okay, well, I'll see if I can find somewhere else. But that's kind of the nature of the beast of conference realignment.
Gut reaction to those schools that you toss out there. First off, Franklin has been in the Southeast Conference forever, and it would be hard for me to imagine Franklin making a move without Oak Creek making a move. They share a school district, but there is a bit of a disconnect between Franklin, Oak Creek, and the Kenosha and Racine schools. So to a degree that, in a way, it's surprising in the sense that there is the tradition there, but it's not necessarily stunning. The Brookfield East one is surprising to me. I mean, I go back all the way to when Brookfield Central and Brookfield East were in the Woodland Conference once upon a time before there was a Greater Metro Conference. Greater Metro wasn't a thing before the WISA merged with the WIAA in 1997. So you go back that far with those two schools in that conference. I could see Brookfield East maybe in a Parkland, but Brookfield East and Brookfield Central being in separate conferences almost seems unfathomable as well. You combine that with the performance factor and the fact that you've got schools moving up and down within divisions. I'll be honest with you, Travis, and maybe this is a bit of a theoretical question more than anything. Is there any concern on the part of the WIAA that you're dissolving some of the natural rivalries both within the divisions and within the conferences, that it's going to create inconsistency that may take something away for these schools?
I mean, that is certainly a concern. That's one of the concerns of conference realignment, and that's one of the big concerns going back 10 or 12 years now when the district plan was discussed and information was done on that, which would have put teams in districts instead of conferences, where every team in your district would have been the same team that you would play in the playoffs in your division. But that would, remove a lot of rivalries. It would increase travel time, especially in the northern part of the state. So that ended up getting defeated. It's been discussed, brought back around. With football only realignment, we don't have true district play, but it's a little bit different. So yeah, I don't know. I think schools get a little ahead of themselves and are looking for ways to get out to a better situation rather than looking inwards in fixing the issues that they have internally. It's tough because, you want to find a good solution and a good situation for your kids, but there's also got to be somebody that kind of stands up and says, no, this doesn't work. We can't find a better home for you. And that's the WIAA's job.
Travis, thank you. Appreciate you coming on. Travis Wilson from WISSports.net. That is a Bible for high school sports coverage every single day. They have all the scores of all the games. So, we give the big scores. They have all the scores of all the games. Follow him on Twitter at TravisWSN.
It's a fascinating topic, Chuck. Really, it is, in terms of the conference realignment. Because
it's just never-ending.
And if you destroy some of these rivalries, it hurts the game. I hate to say it. It's true. I mean, I understand teams wanting to be competitive and wanting to be in conference. And some of the moves we've seen have made sense. But you talked about it with Pewaukee. That's one that you kind of look at and you're like,
I like the idea of Franklin moving in Classic 8 if they move in there. I do
that
like
that.
That
would be some great football.
But Pewaukee, they don't belong there. We're coming right back. This is Football Friday Night.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
The Larrabee and LePay podcast is back for season 3. On the latest episode, Wayne and Matt talk with Michael Silver,
author of the book, The Why Is Everything, A Story of Football, Rivalry, and Revolution. It features Matt LaFleur, Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, Mike McDaniel, and Raheem Morris. Hear every episode of the Larrabee and LaPay podcast, available anytime on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Presented by UW Credit Union. Here for every you.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Wisconsin. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Are you frustrated because you've been exercising and eating healthy, but you still can't?
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Arneson Service and Repair in Hillpoint is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit arnesonrepair.com. Keep farming with Arnesons.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Ever go to the trouble to grill or cook something only to have it lacking? Stop by Walsh's Ace Hardware and check out the extensive line of rubs, sauces, marinades, and brines. They have popular names like Meat Church, Big Mo, Myron Mixon, and Cosmos. Look for specialty items. Look for General's Hot Sauce, Lily's, and Bee's rubs you won't find everywhere. They even carry locally made sauces. Check out a new flavor and amp up that next cookout from Walsh's Ace.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
On Football Friday Night, I'm Chuck Freeman. That's Dan Pfeiffer. Down the stretch we come. Final minutes of the show here. We're here till 11 o'clock. Before we get to the scoreboard, let's get three more people here before we check out of here. We went to a lot of reporters tonight. Phil Nee from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. Homecoming for Richland Center. They are dancing in the streets of Richland Center tonight. Because, Phil, not because of your radio show on Saturday nights, but because Richland Center won their homecoming game 21-20 over River Valley.
That's right. It was a crazy game. Richland Center came from behind to win by one. At one point, the Blackhawks of River Valley were up 20-6 in the third quarter before the Hornets scored 15 unanswered points, including an 18-yard field goal with 9 seconds left by senior Grayson Banker from the right hash mark to take the lead. And the game was played without a working scoreboard, so it was old school for me tonight.
Yeah, Phil Nee, you know, you're one of these guys that's been around for a long, long time. Did you have a stopwatch with you there? Were you writing everything down?
I was trying to. I was relying on the officials were keeping it on the field, and the PA announcer kept announcing it, so I had to keep listening for that. So I was never sure when the half was over and even when the game was over.
Very good. Phil Nee from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. Richland Center wins their homecoming game tonight. Thanks, Phil. All right, let's go to Matthew Peck from Zaleski Sports. Matthew had a Oak Creek against Racine Case. Now, Racine Case is building something there tonight. They won over Oak Creek 27-0. Boy, what a shocker this was, Matthew.
Yeah, Chuck, it was a really shocker because I'll tell you, we walked through the Case locker room to get in the stadium. They just seemed like they were ready to go tonight. They were all jazzed up. They were all screaming. They were all ready to go. They looked like really confident. It was 27-0 at half, and Case didn't score in the second half, but they just looked so good on defense, but even offense in the first half. They're going to be a tough out in the playoffs, but going ahead is for Case is just going to be, you know, they're going to be a tough, like I just said, they're going to have a hard time. Like Franklin, they're going to play him again. I bet it'll be a closer game that time against Franklin next time if they see each other again in the playoffs.
What was the deal with Oak Creek tonight? I mean, a surprising result for them coming in 3-1 in Southeast Conference play with their only loss being to their rivals, Franklin, to get shut out by Racine Case tonight. Anything you notice there?
Well, I have to say this. Because, you know, my 24 was at the game tonight, and we saw a camera angle that Oak Creek, when they – Racine Case returned for a punt for a touchdown, but Oak Creek's punter kicked the ball into his own offensive lineman, and that's what caused the touchdown. But there's just a lot that went on tonight with Oak Creek, just so many turnovers. But this is probably one of Oak Creek's worst conference losses outside of Franklin in years.
Yeah.
I mean, we were just in shock. But we knew Case had pretty good odds to win, but I didn't think it would be 27-0.
Yeah, and that's one of Racine Case's biggest wins in recent years as well. Thanks, Matthew, for checking in with us.
Yep.
Matthew Peck from Zaleski Sports as Racine Case beats Oak Creek tonight 27-0.
Just knowing how the computers work with seeding, that game is going to have a big impact on where those two teams land in the postseason. Case is going to move up. Oak Creek, that might even put like a home game into doubt for them. Probably not. I can still see them as like a 3 or a 4, but before, they're probably lining up as something more like a 2. Not anymore.
All right, let's get to one more reporter here before we get to the scoreboard. Marcus Carstens from the Sun in Sun Prairie. Badger Large, Sun Prairie taking on the other unbeaten in the conference, Wanakee. 21-17, Wanakee gets the win tonight. Marcus, give us about 60 seconds on this game.
Yeah, it was a fantastic football game at Bank of Sun Prairie Ashley Stadium. Between 2-4-0 teams in the Badger Large Conference. The Cardinals now fall to 4-3. Wanakee Warriors move to 6-1. All the scoring happened in the first half, so there was no points scored in the second half. So both teams were shut out in the second half. Both defenses really turned up the intensity in the second half. And, there was no scoring in the second half. So that was kind of a surprise to me. And great job, you know, by Wanakee. You know, a historically really good team in high school in Wisconsin. And they just had a little bit more tonight than the Cardinals, and Cardinals just weren't able to make completions on the last drive. Just some short passes from Max Raymer on that final possession for the Cardinals, and that was kind of the difference.
Very good. Thanks for calling in. Marcus Carstens from the Sun in Sun Prairie. Wanakee knocks off Sun Prairie East 21-17 East. Now game out in the conference race there as Wanakee moves into sole possession of first place. All right, let's get to the scoreboard. In the Milwaukee area tonight, Maguanago defeated Oconomowoc 28-6 in the Classic 8. Also in the Greater Metro Conference, Marquette defeated Brookfield Central 52-7. Sussex Hamilton 42-21 over Brookfield East. It was Germantown 51, West Allis Hale 19. North Shore Conference, Homestead over Cedarburg 34-18. Slinger defeats West Bend East 48-0 in the North Shore. Parkland Conference, Catholic Memorial 37-15, defeating New Berlin Eisenhower. Tosa West over Waukesha North 28-14. Also in the Parkland Conference, Tosa East blanks West Allis Central 63-0. Southeast Conference play, Franklin rolls over Kenosha Tremper 55-7. Racine Case, as we mentioned, 27-0 over Oak Creek. Racine Horlick defeats Kenosha Indian Trail 47-28. Woodland Conference, Grafton 57-8, trashing Milwaukee Lutheran, and Wisconsin Lutheran defeated Greendale 28-21.
Hello to all of you listening to us on 1070 The Game in Madison, Wisconsin, as well as further points west. including WRCO, Richland Center, 100.9 FM, Country and Community. Thanks to Phil Nee for hopping on board this evening. Let's tell you about some of the scores in that part of the state, beginning with the Wanakee Warriors, the number 10 ranked team in Division I. We just talked with Marcus Karstens of 105.3 The Sun Prairie Community Radio about this one, as the Warriors of Wanakee defeated Sun Prairie East, handing them their first Badger large loss of the season, 21-17. The Warriors go on the road and get that victory at Bank of Sun Prairie Stadium. Milton gets a good victory tonight over DeForest, a pair of 3-1 teams in the Badger Large Conference. The Red Hawks got out in front of DeForest and got the 21-17 victory. Mount Horeb Barneveld and the Badgers Small defeats Lakeside Lutheran 61-14 in a dominant performance. Also, it was Stoughton over Edgewood 35-28. That one went to the wire, but Stoughton got the victory in that contest. Capital Conference, the number two team in Division IV, the Columbus Cardinals. They remain unbeaten, and they beat an unbeaten team in the Elcats of Lake Mills. 45-24, the Columbus Cardinals get that victory as they pull away late. Beaver Dam over Watertown 37-7. The Golden Beavers only have one loss on the season in the East Central Conference. Cambridge defeats Partyville in the Wisports.net Game of the Week, 40-21. We talked with Colton Wilson about that one earlier. The Beavers of Reedsburg win the Old River Jug in the 137th meeting for that trophy. They top Baraboo 42-7. Darlington over Lodi in a non-conference filler game for those two schools. The Redbirds over the Blue Devils 55-10. Evansville defeats Edgerton in a good contest, 23-7 in the Rock Valley Conference. Berlin over Wisconsin Dells in the South Central, 42-6. Three scores from the SWC. New Glarus over Platteville, 21-14. Lancaster shuts out Dodgeville, 42-0. And the Hornets of Richland Center take down River Valley, 21-20. We did talk with Vilnie about that one earlier. A couple games tomorrow in the Madison area of note. The number seven team in Division I, Madison Memorial, goes up against Janesville Craig at 11 a.m. tomorrow. And it's Verona at Madison West. That game will be at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
In the FVA, in the Fox Valley Association, Nina defeats Kimberly, the number one ranked team in the state, 29-28, allowing Kakata to move into first place. The Ghosts defeat Appleton North 13-10. Other scores: Fadillac in the FVA defeats Hortonville 21-0. In the FVA as well, Oshkosh West over Appleton East 21-6. Bay Conference, Appleton Xavier blows out Shawano 41-0. Port Washington 28-14 over Plymouth. That's the East Central Conference. Northeast Conference play: Freedom defeats number one ranked Wrightstown in Division 5 28-24. The FRCC North saw Bayport defeat DePere 19-17. And in the flyway, the upset there, well, you might say it's an upset, some might not say. Lamira knocked off defending conference champ Springs 21-7.
That was a good win for Bayport. They were down 17-7 in the third quarter. They come back and win that one against DePere. Let's head up to the Northwoods, where Marshfield took on Wausau West in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. And the Marshfield Tigers moved to 3-2 in conference play by beating the now 2-3 in the Wisconsin Valley Wausau West Warriors, 14-8. Low-scoring affair, but the Tigers come out on top. Somebody had to get a victory as Eau Claire Memorial took on Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. It was the Old Abes. These two teams did not have a victory between the two of them coming into this contest, but Eau Claire Memorial gets their first win of the season, 30-22. Mosin Knee defeats Rhinelander 26-6. The Hodags now 1-4 in Great Northern play. They are at risk of not making the playoffs this year. Auburndale over Abbotsford 28-7 in the Merriwood CWC. Also in the Merriwood CWC, Edgar over Iola Scandinavia. Good game there, 26-6. Wildcats over Thunderbirds.
All right, let's get the Big Rivers Conference in real quickly. Big Rivers, New Richmond over Menominee 27-14. River Falls over Rice Lake 32-21. Cooley Conference, West Salem over Gale Electric Triple 42-0. Aquinas Downs Westby 45-0. And in the Dairyland, CFC over Pepa Alma 21-12.
Be a fan, Chuck.
This is Football Friday Night. Chuck Freeman. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, we're driving on the freeway at night. I only got one thing in the back.
A funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center and Muscadet.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking.